Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Former Youth and Sports Minister Syed Saddiq has countered that the two charges of misappropriating party funds that were brought against him was, quote, politically motivated. Now, he claimed that other MPs from both sides of the political divide are also being targeted for corruption investigations by the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commissioner, MACC. Let's speak now to an anti-graft activist and get her thoughts. Cynthia Gabriel is the Executive Director of the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism, or better known as the C4 Centre. Cynthia, good evening. Thank you for joining us on the show tonight. Let's talk about these allegations of political conspiracies and manipulation of the criminal justice system. All of that is not new, Cynthia, and we have many politicians from both sides of the political divide having alleged that corruption charges against them are politically motivated. I'm just wondering, when the public is weighing these matters, what are the things that we have to keep in mind?
Yes. Hi, Melissa. Thank you for having me on the show. Today's trial of Syed Saddiq actually tells us a number of things. I wanted to raise three very specific points. One of it is what we've seen so far, which is the high-profile trials of political leaders on trial. And this is not something really new or shocking, but it's something very disturbing. And disturbing because it's happening across the political aisle. It's happening to politicians which are very much experienced in the system, as well as the new ones, as you can see with Syed Saddiq. But the heart of the matter is this. There is a lack of mechanism in actually regulating political financing and a lack of clarity as to what actually constitutes political donations. So in the course of the last 1 week alone, we've had two trials. The first one, the trial of Tengku Adnan, in which the court actually ruled that it was the 2 million was actually political donations meant for the two by-elections in 2016. And today, Syed Saddiq was actually tried and charged for misappropriation of funds under the CBT, criminal breach of trust, as well as for misappropriation of 120,000 for political party funds. Now, this is something which is occurring, and it shows the seriousness of what we're facing today. And that is that money is running through the political system in a way which is so uncontrolled, so unbridled, and so much in need for a mechanism of check and balance and accountability.
And Cynthia, if I can ask you, if I can just jump in there. Syed Saddiq pretty much makes the same argument in his very recent Facebook address to both supporters and people who voted him in. But the question, I think, when we're looking at the specific charges is that he makes. And I wonder if how do we take that? I'm sure people who support him, some of them might think, yes, there is a political conspiracy. But is it easy to prove political conspiracy? What do you have to actually suggest about, the MACC, its integrity, about all the various mechanisms, that need to be involved in a political conspiracy? What do you make of that, allegation that he's made?
Well, I'm certainly not surprised that politicians are using this reasoning that it is politically motivated. And it very well could be. But it needs to be proven. And I think it just goes back repeatedly to actually question the independence of the institutions before us and the deepening trust deficit that many of the people actually have today with the institutions before us. And the two institutions that we want to actually address in this situation like this is not just the MACC, because the MACC is not the agency that prosecutes. It's not. It is an investigative body. The real agency that prosecutes is actually the Attorney General's Chambers. And for a very long time, civil society have also called for a separation of powers between the Attorney General and the role of the public prosecutor. So in this regard, of course, there were some questions raised about MECC actually recommending for some action to be taken back in January. But it's only now that the Attorney General had decided to press charges. So there are many questions in this regard about the independence of MECC and the importance of the separation of powers between the Attorney General and the public prosecutor. But without these two institutional independence issues being addressed, we'll continue to have both sides of the political divide actually blaming the political system and political interference as a way to use MECC as a tool. And this actually needs to be rectified as soon as possible, urgently, because Syed Saddiq's case will not be the last one. There are going to be many other politicians who will be playing with funds because the general elections is coming, and we don't have enough mechanisms for checks and balance and independent institutions to actually ensure that accountability is a big factor in the coming election.
All right, very quickly, can I just ask you, Cynthia, you mentioned a little bit about the recent Tengku Adnan case, and in that case, you see the person offering an alleged bribe convicted and the recipient of the money then set free. And I'm just wondering whether that, in terms of administration of justice, that there's something there when it comes to the prosecution of corruption cases.
Yes. I mean, in the case of Tengku Adnan, you know, he was actually found guilty, right? But the Court of Appeal had overthrown that decision and decided that it was actually political donations. And so because it was political donations, then so it wasn't corruption, because there was a receipt that was actually issued by UMNO to suggest that it was political donations to UMNO. But this does not make it right. And the money that is actually flowing through the political system needs to have much better clarity. And in actually saying that, I think what we really need is to also track the illicit enrichment of politicians and how they obtain funds and how they actually obtain money to win the elections and to run the elections. In fact, in the case of Najib and 1MDB, he had also admitted that 50 million ringgit of that 2.6 billion that had gone into his personal bank accounts was actually used to win the last GE13. So we're going on a merry-go-round, on a cycle, which actually very urgently calls for the political system and the business community to actually find ways to agree that they need to be more transparent, more accountable in the whole system of who is giving you the donation and what the donation is being used for.
Right. Cynthia Gabriel of the C4 Center there, thank you so much for speaking with us. We're going to take another quick break here and consider this more in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.